stroll out of the shadows and find that eventually there we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
So as I mentioned, it is the season for families to be discussing the college future of seniors. Seniors worried about going to the mail and figuring out if they've been accepted or not. Parents worried about if they can pay for whatever success their children find in the mails. So this morning we've got Lisa Belkin, takeaway contributor and motherload blogger for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And also Helen Pang, who's a 17-year-old high school senior, joining us from Queens. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
And Lisa, before I ask the questions I'm dying to ask Helen, this is a huge issue around the dinner tables in communities all around the United States, right?
Oh, yes, those numbers are just so big, and hopefully you've had the conversation already. I mean, hopefully families have looked at these numbers and have a realistic sense of what they can pay for, and now fingers are crossed and you're hoping for financial packages, but there are parents who simply can't afford their children's dreams, and that is painful.
Helen Pang, have you had the money discussion with your mom and dad?
I definitely have.
Wow.
Well, they're doing their best. They've been very supportive of me and my decision so far, and I'm just hoping that when the admissions decisions keep coming in that I get a good financial package and something that I can afford.
So, Helen, you come home from school every day, right?
Right.
And do you go right to the mailbox, or do you just avoid the mailbox?
I pretty much go directly to the mailbox.
Is it still the case a small letter means you didn't get accepted, a thicker letter means you got accepted but no financial aid, and the really big folder means you got financial aid plus being accepted?
From my experience, I don't look at those kind of envelopes because they have kind of cheated me. The big envelopes, they vary. Sometimes they can come with a certificate of your admissions and some brochures and stuff, and they may not include your financial package. You have to wait later on for it. And small envelopes, they can either be a yes or a no, and like your deposit money for room and board.
All right, well, you're on pins and needles. What kind of pressure for a 17-year-old? What's your first choice, and do you think you'll get in?
My first choice is Syracuse University. I've been wondering whether or not I will get in because a few of my friends they got their admissions decisions 1 week, 2 weeks ago. So I'm very nervous right now, and I'm just hoping for the best.
All right, well, keep your fingers crossed, Helen. I've got a couple more questions for you, but let's go to Lisa Belkin. How many parents do you think are facing the eventuality of their child gets accepted to where they want to go, but there's no conceivable way that the family can support them to actually go there?
Well, financial aid for a while had gotten much better. I mean, there are schools who are working very, very hard to mitigate for parents who don't have the money. Then we hit this economic bump, and it's worse. So I think more families are facing this than were even a few years ago.
Is it motivated a discussion around the table of whether college is even worth it with these prices and this level of financial insecurity that maybe some families are saying, you know what, maybe it'd be better if you just work for a while?
Yeah, well, as the numbers are going up over the years, we keep waiting for the backlash. We keep waiting for the moment when people say these prices are not worth it. And the usual rules of economics don't seem to apply to college tuition. Those numbers just keep skyrocketing and more people keep applying. In the past few years, there seems to have been the beginnings of that backlash, a questioning of college education on purely economic terms. And it's not a purely economic decision. It's not a you pay X amount for tuition and you make Y amount when you graduate. There is so much more that happens in a college education and where you go and who you go there with. But yes, I think those conversations, based on just what I'm hearing from motherload readers, are happening. Parents are saying you don't have to go to the most expensive in order to get a good education.
Helen Pang, has your mom and dad said that to you? And secondly, how much debt are you willing to go into to make it through Syracuse University? It's a stumper.
Yeah, it is. I honestly, I did not want to be in debt when I graduated from college. I don't think any student does. But it's a reality, I think, that everyone has to face these days if you want to go to that school. For me, I'm trying my best to apply for outside scholarships, hoping it'll cover a little bit more, trying to get any type of money that I can get to help pay for college. It definitely, my parents are worried about it. No, they're not billionaires. They don't have all the money in the world. But they really support me on my decision. And hopefully, if I do get into Syracuse, that I will get a decent package and maybe take out a loan to go if I have to, because I do really want to go.
Well, I can hear that you want to go. We're going to talk to you when you do get your notification. But, Helen, I'm sure your parents are really, really proud of you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks.
We also spoke with Lisa Belkin, takeaway contributor and Motherlode blogger for our partner, the New York Times. Check out Motherlode to see what people are saying about this particular issue. It's linked from our site, thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
We're asking if you think college is necessary. What do you think as you're weighing these same decisions that Helen Pang and her parents are? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or at our site, thetakeaway.org. Is it worth going into debt for? And the other question that we're asking you today is, with the view of healthcare, historic, momentous, Trudy Lieberman called it, healthcare legislation that passed in the House last night, what do you think that today is for the United States? Today is a what day for America, and why do you think so? Ed posts to our site, today is a disastrous day for America. This could have been done without a government takeover, and it probably doesn't protect the unborn. What's your take, though? A great day, it helps the uninsured. Bad day, it'll increase your taxes. Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We also have special coverage on Haiti on our website. Take that at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.